The agriculture industry accounts for 10% of U.S. greenhouse gas emissions. And yet, polls show that most conventional farmers in the Midwest don't believe humans are the cause of climate change. Illinois Newsroom's Dana Cronin reports on a program that finds common ground between what farmers do believe and the fight against climate change. This story was produced with the Food and Environment Reporting Network.
This is a story about climate change. But to get there, we're going to start with a different environmental issue, one that farmers think about a lot, soil erosion. Lynn Warfel has farmed corn and soybeans in Illinois pretty much his whole life, and he's watched a lot of soil disappear.
All of a sudden, there would, you know, a whole bunch of the soil would be gone. There would be a ravine there, kind of, a small ravine, where I used to have soil.
The Midwest has lost about a third of its topsoil since Europeans first settled here. It's a problem that, unlike climate change, is urgent for many farmers. Some are taking action, like Joe Rothermel, who I met at his favorite pancake house.
Soil's a finite resource, you know, and we've already lost half our organic matter.
Rothermel also grows corn and soybeans. He is so worried about soil erosion that a few years ago, he set out to help farmers better protect that resource. He and his colleague, Steve Steerwalt, co-founded a program right here at this pancake house called STAR, which stands for Saving Tomorrow's Agriculture Resources.
So many people understand, you know, rating things by stars. You know, you may have been to a restaurant and then you check to see what the star rankings of it are before you go.
Here's how it works. If you're a star farmer, you farm with as many star practices that are good for the soil, as you can. The more you use, the higher rating your individual farm fields receive. So what does this have to do with climate change? Well, from Steve and Joe's perspective, not much.
We don't use the word climate change. In the agricultural community, that becomes a political term.
But even though they don't talk about it, the type of farming STAR encourages helps to mitigate climate change, because preventing soil erosion also keeps carbon in the ground. To show you what I mean, let's go back to Lynn Warfel's farm for a minute. He joined STAR a couple years ago and started planting cover crops on some of his land to protect his soil.
So what you see right there is cereal rye.
Cereal rye is a winter crop that goes in between harvesting and planting corn and soybeans. The cover crop's root system helps keep his soil in place and also sequesters a ton of carbon from the atmosphere. Warfel's also stopped tilling or turning his soil as much. Tillage starts a chain reaction in the soil, which causes carbon to be released. Now, instead of tilling this star field, what Warfel does is more like...
Just scratching the soil, and now we're scratching it less and less.
So the STAR program is inadvertently enlisting more conventional farmers in the fight against climate change. And that aligns with President Biden's goal for American agriculture to capture the same amount, if not more, of carbon as it emits. Paige Buck is with the USDA's Natural Resources Conservation Service in Illinois.
We've been hoping for something like this for a long time. It started in Illinois, and now it's spreading.
Buck says the USDA has been glad to see STAR spread into other states, including Iowa, Indiana, and Colorado. She says what makes STAR so effective is that it's farmer-led and farmer-trusted.
Sometimes getting advice from the government or from getting it online, sometimes that's not what a farmer needs. What they need to do is they need to hear it from another farmer.
She says we need more programs like that in order to mitigate the worst effects of climate change. I'm Dana Cronin, Illinois Newsroom.
This story comes from Hot Farm, a new podcast from the Food and Environment Reporting Network about the intersection of agriculture and climate change. You can listen to Hot Farm wherever you get your podcasts.